At the moment, we're going through a review of the county development plan. We've been out to public consultation with them. The county development plan, there's three towns, Muncrana, Balvesane, Stour and Dundorn. We have just learnt at our MD meeting that a housing project for Balvesane, there are very, very few of them at the moment, has been turned down last week by Ambord Pinawa because it says to do with the flooding. Now, there was the Seaframs flood study that's taking place all over the county and all over the country, and that was completed a couple of years ago, and it's identified where you have these, and not just short-term, but long-term possibilities of where our towns and that would flood. Obviously, that's been incorporated into the county development plan and every other plan, and this is where you should not do any development. But the one that was turned down last week was outside that, but we've been told by Ambord Pinawa that that's been turned down for the reasons of flooding. But this is something I've been raising time and time again, particularly about Balvesane and Stour, because the river meanders through the centre of Balvesane and Stour. You also have three national primary roads. The bypass has gone out to the northern side of the town where you have Drumbull Woods and Dunwiley Woods and Craigan Woods. So it is becoming very, very difficult to get either housing land or land for economic development. It's becoming near impossible. And that has been the same case for going back 25 to 30 years, so much so that the council is probably the worst offenders when it comes to building houses. They've built nearly 2 kilometres apart, one out the extreme end of Donegal Road and the other down St. Joseph's Hospital. That's the last type of development that the council developed themselves, never mind sort of dictating to private developers that you have to develop in the town centre route. So, like, with this news now, and we've had 2 recent reports coming from Ambord Pinawa, having to wait nearly over a year and a half, on both of them, turning down planning in the centre of Balvesane because of the flooding. So basically, what I'm saying now to the council before we meet in the next couple of weeks, it's back to the drawing board again. As I say, it's quite worrying. You know, if you want to try and develop a town, like, and we probably need to get a special meeting on that as well.
And it's important that this county development plan is right for each area, as you highlighted there, because this will lead the way for years to come.
We often talk about comparing Dublin to Donegal and different counties. It's the same within the county. Like, each catchment, each town, all the constraints, whether it's flooding or any other thing, or if it's along coastal, they all have to be taken into account, and there's a different answer to every problem. So within Balvesane and Stour, as I say, it's come back for years for people are trying to develop job industries and type of thing, and facing so hard to get planning. But it's also the same with housing. Because of the river, the way it runs through, the meanders through the centre of the town, and the other constraint. Now, the good side is we have a state-of-the-art sewage treatment plant, and the network has been worked on at the moment, and the location and everything else is perfect for housing, and that's where there's a big demand for council houses, etc. But there's very little. We had some good news around the old fire station, and there's work ongoing the source road, but it's very, very small compared to the demand that's there. So I certainly have asked for another meeting with senior officials before we go to adopt the county development plan.